Swart's claw was straying dangerously close to his sword hilt.
Lost? Whoever said that I got me own army lost? Well, speak up, fat mouth. Was it you?
Mugra wanted to back down. He wished he had never spoken, but Swart was not letting him off easily. Mugra shrugged.
I never said you got us lost. Not me. All I said is, why go down a path when you said to follow the river?
Swart drew his sword casually, glancing at the other captains.
What do you lot say? Follow the river with Mugra, or go south down the path with me? Or would you like to go and find that traitor Balefur and see if he survived the winter?
All silent, they directed their eyes at the ground. Rumours of Balefur's coming to a horrible end had been circulating. The warlord smiled nastily at his weasel captain.
Not much support from your mates there. Righto, let me settle this argument. I'm warlord, I command you all, and I say we go south down the path. Is that all right with you, Mugra?
The weasel was nodding dumbly when Swart struck, slashing him across his footpaw with the curved sword. Mugra screamed and sat down, hugging his injured footpaw. Swart lifted the chin of the captain on his sword point until their eyes met.
So, you win. If you're against marching down the path, then you don't have to, mate. You can hop! Now, up on your paw, and let's see you hopping out front there. I'd hop fast if I was you, because if you don't, I'll use me blade again. But next time, it won't be on your paw.
Without further arguments, the entire horde started marching south down the path. Swart shot a glare in the direction of Nightshade, whose face was the picture of disapproval, and snarled.
Now don't you start, vixen. One word from you and you can join old Mugra for a hop.
Scarlath had seen and heard enough. In time he would report the horde's movements to Sunflash, but first he felt it important to warn others, particularly the occupants of the big red stone building he had sighted some days back as he was searching for signs of Swart. It was a large construction and looked newly built, a fine dwelling place for whatever creatures chose to live there. Unfortunately, it stood square on the path side. Swart Sixclaw and his horde could not possibly miss it if they marched 4 days south down the path.